This is KNKX. It's been more than 5 years since the Washington State Supreme Court ruled that the state was failing to fully fund basic education, and more than a decade since the McCleary lawsuit was originally filed. The McCleary kids have graduated from high school in the meantime. In Seattle, fundraising by parents has helped to fill the void at some schools. Other high-poverty schools don't have the ability to lean on parents to augment budgets. But has that fundraising by parent-teacher associations reduced the pressure on lawmakers in Olympia to come up with more dollars for schools? 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has this report.
Frances Bugala and her brother Elliot are getting ready to go to school. Frances takes a second to show off her violin. She just started instrumental music class at Gatewood Elementary in West Seattle this year. Her teacher taught her a little phrase to remember the strings.
Eek, ants digging in the dirt underneath the ground.
She comes from a musical family. Her dad plays guitar, but Frances was drawn to the violin.
I like the sound of it, and it just looked a lot like fun.
The school district provides half a day of instrumental music per week. But there were a lot of kids at Gatewood that wanted to learn an instrument, so the Parent Teacher Association is paying for another half day per week of instruction.
I think the issue I have is that we have these needs now.
That's Paul Bugala, Francis's dad. He says it's not ideal to pay for instrumental music class through parent fundraising, but waiting for the state to come up with more money for education shortchanges kids in the interim, he says. After a long process, lawmakers passed an education funding plan in June, but the state Supreme Court says the legislature has to come up with another $1 billion or so next year.
If there's a way to show progress or that we're addressing these types of issues that doesn't involve taking kids out of music classes, I'd be all ears.
The main way Gatewood's PTA raises money is through an auction that brings in about $50,000 after expenses.
We're not even in the top tier of what PTAs around the city raise.
That's Alexandra Olens, who has a third grader at Gatewood and is secretary of the PTA. Gatewood's PTA doesn't pull in hundreds of thousands of dollars a year like parent groups at some Seattle schools. Olens says Gatewood's PTA has a lot of discussions about equity and provides scholarships for kids who can't afford certain activities. She says they've discussed the idea of pooling PTA revenue to share with higher need schools. At the same time, Olens is concerned that Gatewood doesn't have the resources it needs. One in four kids gets free or reduced lunch, but that's not a high enough percentage to qualify the school for additional federal dollars, known as Title I. Olin says her son's class is crowded. There are 29 kids.
It gives me this kind of gnawing unease that he's not getting exactly what I hope he would be getting. It's not consistent with the public education that I got growing up in Massachusetts. We didn't have class sizes that big.
Parents across Seattle face dilemmas such as this: large classes, a lack of school counselors, part-time librarians. In some schools, PTA dollars help pay the salaries of counselors, librarians, tutors, and other staff. But increasingly, parents are raising concerns that that is inequitable when other schools can't tap those private dollars. Bellevue and Lake Washington school districts don't allow PTAs at individual schools to pay for teachers. Several months ago, one Seattle school board director suggested doing something similar. Olens takes issue with the idea.
I don't believe that it would be the right thing to do for the PTAs to not be able to fill positions that, to my mind, do constitute a basic education that my child needs.
But there is a concern that when PTAs fill the gaps with private dollars, it masks the ways in which schools are underfunded and relieves pressure on lawmakers. Here's Sabrina Burr, president of the Seattle Council PTSA, an umbrella organization for PTSAs in the city.
Our kids don't even have some of the basic things that they need in buildings. And many of us are just writing a check and never saying anything. What if all of us picked up the phone, too? It's an 800 number to Olympia.
5 years ago, the Washington State PTA passed a resolution advising that PTAs not fund additional school staff because the focus should be on advocating for full education funding. But Olens, the mom at Gatewood Elementary, says she doesn't think PTA fundraising has made parents complacent about pushing for more state dollars.
I work full-time. I went to Olympia to testify on the importance of fully funding public schools twice last year.
In her view, PTA dollars are necessary right now as a stopgap when the system is inadequately funded. Olin says ideally the state should just raise more in tax revenue so that all schools get what they need. She says she really values public education and her son loves Gatewood, but she and her husband sometimes consider sending him to private school.
It's always in the back of our minds. It's in the back of our minds, either private school or, you know, possibly relocating back to Massachusetts, which is a public school system that is top notch.
In Olympia, the 60-day legislative session starts on January 8th. Parents are likely to head back there to testify once again for more education dollars. At the same time, they continue to try to raise PTA dollars for the here and now. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.